just before we go to Zorba, got a text message here. Can you please say g'day to Graham, better known as Abe, up there at Southwest Rocks? He's an avid listener to Zorba's segment every Sunday.
Abe, is it?
Abe, better known as Abe, real name Graham. So, Abe, here is the great man. He's just about online, isn't he, right?
So listen carefully, Abe, because you, if you want to, and for all listeners out there, they can win a Z&Z NRL watch of their choice, listening to Zorba's segment and then calling when we ask you to at the end. But Peter Peters is on the line now. Zorb, good morning.
Morning, Raymond. Morning, Bulldog.
Well, you've still got the fans, Zorba. They love you.
They love you. They love him. Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, Zorb, let's go.
There's plenty with daggers, mate.
Yeah, no, that's life.
You can, what's the ratio?
You can't please everybody in life.
Probably 95 to 5,
but I love the 5 I've got. No, good on you, mate. Hey, Zorb, let's cut straight to the chase. The Ricky Stewart incident last night, and I call it an incident because it's creating headlines everywhere. What was your take on it, Zorb?
Well, it was powerful. And it's taken away, I think, from an amazing Penrith win. I couldn't believe it. I watched it, and I thought, oh, no. But knowing Ricky like I do, there's something behind it that we're not aware of, and I understand that there's history between Stewart and Salmon going back to junior football where Stewart's son played against Salmon. This story is not over by a long shot. It was incredible. I mean, it was a personal spray, the likes of which I've never seen before publicly in rugby league at a at an organised media conference after the game. Bulldog, you've covered many of them. You would have fallen off your chair if you'd gone to that one.
It was strange, Zorba. Generally, a coach, as I said to Ray previously, you know, will have a crack at multiple things at a press conference. It might be the performance of his own team. It might be the opponents. It might be tactics.
Referee.
There's multitude of issues that they might look toward. But never have I heard a coach go after someone so personally.
We both know Ricky well, and we like Ricky, but I don't know. I think he's out of order in this. It was just too powerful. It was too much. I don't think we've heard the last of it. I think we're going to go maybe into a legal situation here. It was just unbelievable. And
does the NRL take action, Zorba? And if so, what's it based on?
Well, exactly. We need to know. I mean, there's some suggestion that it goes back to the junior rugby league days of Salmon and at the same time playing against Ricky's son. Something must have happened way back then. And it's been a grudge held very close to him ever since. But I just want to say this about the game. When I looked at the game, I thought this is a great opportunity for Canberra to win. They started well. They led 6-0. No Nathan Cleary, no Jerome Luai, no Viliami Kikau. I mean, you wouldn't get a side more vulnerable, but Penrith are something else. That was an amazing win. And I think what Sticky said after the game has taken a lot away. And I want to congratulate one of the best pound-for-pound players, most consistent players, most courageous players in the competition. And I know we've got listeners way down in Bellingen and Dorrigo, where he hails from, Dylan Edwards. What a fantastic player he is for Penrith.
Inspiration.
He played with injury last night. I'm sure he's got an injury to his chest area. And it could be a worry for Penrith, but what an amazing performance from him last night. And to see him end the game on his feet after what he went through in the game was amazing. But 100th game, he'll never forget it, and neither will the Penrith fans. Yeah, a cracker of 100.
Yeah, he was inspirational, and Penrith were outstanding in that match. Hey, Zorb, I'd love to take you to the Sharks game. They defeated the Dragons. They've snuffed out the Dragons season 24-18. 7 out of 8 for the Sharks. Oh, firstly, boys, Dino, any update on Connor Tracey? That was awful scenes there as he's been carried off.
Last time I was told, right, he was up and about in the dressing room. It was that hit from Tarek Sims. I know Tarek Sims. He's a terrific fella. And I believe he was genuinely and visibly upset that what he had done.
Didn't take his eyes off Connor Tracey, did he?
Correct.
No, he did.
Having said that, you know, it was a bad one, Zorb.
It was a bad one. unfortunately, but he sails pretty close to the wind, Terrence Sims, and he did show a lot of remorse, just didn't leave Connor Tracy's side. To see Connor sitting up amongst his teammates late in the second half was good to see, and he looked okay. So, and he's a good young player for the Sharks, fills in everywhere. Look, they've won 7 out of 8, but are they the real deal? They're third on the competition, and they've got a dream run in. They play West Tigers, Manly, Canterbury and Newcastle. So they're highly likely to win those four games and hang on to a spot in the top four, which would be an amazing debut season for Craig Fitzgibbon, their coach. We've been waiting for Craig to fill an NRL job for a long time. He's done a terrific apprenticeship under Trent Robinson, and he's an awesome he was an awesome player, and I think he's going to be an awesome coach. And I don't know, though. I think the forwards may lack just that bit of class in the finals. They're very experienced, but are their forwards beyond their best? Wade Graham, Andrew Fifita, Cam McGuinness, Dale Finucane. I mean, they're all players that aim up every week, but the four of them, you'd have to say their best days are behind them. And I don't think that's the way you've got to go into a final series. Good to have experience, but you need a bit more than that. I just think the Sharks lack a little bit of brilliance, but full marks to Fitzgibbon to get them to play the way he wants them to play. They're a very dour defensive side. They tackle well, but just don't have the brilliance to go all the way in my book.
Zorba, your Seagulls, big chance down there at Brookie Friday. Sell-out crowd led in the second half, but got run down, and you'd have to think now that their finals aspirations have evaporated.
Yeah, and with a lot of flow over from that. I mean, with Manly out of the top eight contention, the coach Des Hasler has got no guarantees beyond 2023 now at the Sea Eagles as per his coaching contract. He had to finish in the top eight to trigger the extension. And after finishing top four last year, it's been a disappointing season for Hasler himself and Manly. The loss of their star fullback, Tom Trbojevic, hasn't helped. But I understand that excuse won't wash with club management. We've got a new CEO, Tony Mestrov, debuted there on Friday. I saw him walking around, meeting the fans and talking to them about where the club is going to go. There was a feeling after the game amongst the fans that all's not well there. So it's going to be an interesting working relationship with a demanding Hasler that Tony Mestrov will... it'll make an interesting observation for us all next year, Bulldog.
It will, yeah. And all's not well at Newcastle either, Zul.
Well, Newcastle are in turmoil, aren't they? Mm. And I couldn't help but think the coach... showed a lack of experience last week, where he sort of started to tell everybody about his experience in coaching and how he knew how to get a side up, but it would take time, and well, I don't know how much time he expects, but I would think that if they get beaten by the West Tigers today, and I'm tipping the Tigers to win that one at Campbelltown, that the noose may be nigh for the coach. It's been a really disappointing year. They haven't gone anywhere after a good start. And also, I just want to raise something here. At the start of the year, we were again thrown a story out there that Andrew Johns had gone home to Newcastle and he would spend time on the coaching staff. And we've heard a little about that since. I know Andrew's been at Manly, at Parramatta, at the Roosters, and now Newcastle, and delivered little. He's got media and media commitments, but there's been little or no criticism of what he's done or hasn't done at Newcastle. Strange.
Zorba, I'll put you on the spot. Give me one bolter for the World Cup.
Okay. Well, I've admired a player for a long time that doesn't get a look in representative football. And Parramatta's giraffe-like left-edge ball-playing second rower, Sean Lane, is my bolter for Australia's World Cup side. Week after week, he's a star for Para, but rarely rates much more than a mention when rep teams are discussed. As I said, he was just dynamic against Manly on Friday night, simply killing his former club with his size and skill out wide. Clint Gutherson had a picnic bursting into the clear space off Lane's work. He had three or four try assists. I think Joseph Suaalii will go. He's not a bolter though. I think he's a player that has to go for experience and future. He may not make the starting side in World Cup games, but in the lesser games, he would be fantastic to blood in the green and gold. And he's so versatile. He can play fullback, centre, and wing. He would be valuable for Mal Meninga and the side, and he would learn so much. It would be a great selection as well. But you asked me for a bolter, Sean Lane's mine.
Yeah, no, he is playing well. Hey, Sorb, I can't wait for next week. Our Thursday night, Penrith versus Melbourne. Then on Friday night, another blockbuster, Parramatta versus South. But we need to get a bank to have a bet for next week. So today's games, Bulldogs versus North Queensland is at 2 o'clock. Then the Tigers take on the troubled Newcastle Knights at 4:05 p.m. How do you see them, Zorb?
I see the West Tigers maybe winning this one. I think their form has been better than Newcastle's. And out at Campbelltown, I think they can win that one. And I think the Bulldogs will stretch the Cowboys at Bundaberg Salter Oval, which will be a sellout again for NRL today. Two sellouts over the weekend so far at Brookvale, Four Pines. Great crowd on Friday night. Couldn't fit any more in. And last night at PointsBet, the Sharkies fans really rallied behind their side in the local derby against St George Illawarra. So another sellout, and that's great for the game. I think there'll be two good games today. You're right about next week. Panthers versus Storm on Thursday, and then two vital games. Eels versus the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Roosters versus the Cowboys will have a real bearing on that top four. And just quickly, it's the New Zealand Warriors are going terrible, but so too are the mighty All Blacks. They've won five out of the last six games. Coach Ian Foster, I'm sure, will be headed for the hot springs. He'll be gone. And they're coming last in the rugby championship behind South Africa, Australia and Argentina. Australia 41-26 winners overnight with their captain, their inspirational captain, Michael Hooper. Something happening there.
He's heading home.
Not in the right mindset to lead Australia, and has got permission to return home from tour early. So a lot of things happening in our game and in rugby.
Yeah, and in the world of sport. Hey, Zorb, as always, appreciate your thoughts on a Sunday morning, and we'll talk next week for what's going to be a blockbuster round of footy next weekend.
You're very happy, aren't you, with your Panthers and your Eels, and not so happy about your Dragons, but there's not many other sides that you can follow, mate. You've got them all covered, mate.
We need Carlton to win today too, Zorb.
Thanks, Zorb.
Good on you, Zorb. Talk
Good
next week.
Good for feed, Carlton. That's about all. Bye.